Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. It's been a while since we touched bases, and I wanted to let you know a little bit about the projects we're working on and also touch on a few things we're seeing. As you know, we are compiling and editing a special prayer book, which will take you through 365 prayers for a release, hopefully later this year. The book is one of our biggest undertakings, and it's also for one of my greatest loves, my dear sister Ruth. And so while that has the majority of my focus, I'm still sending out prayers and thoughts of love. Now, I can't see to catch everyone's posts and what their concerns are, but I do hear from time to time things that many of our youth are going through. And, you know, I'm reaching that age, or I have reached and surpassed that age, where I'm now one of the elders. And so when I speak about youth, I'm not just talking about teenagers. I'm talking about those in their 20s and their 30s. Some are married, some are mothers, some are students, and many are just people like myself a few decades ago, should I say. But what I'm hearing is that people aren't happy. And that concerns me, because I know that there is more joy that's intended for our lives than there is pain, discomfort, unhappiness, anxiety, or animosity. None of those things were intended for us to live in a constant cycle of negativity. And it concerns me, because I know that that's not how we have to live. And many times, you know, we don't recognize our own power. We don't see that we can get out of that situation. Sometimes we feel like it'll make us look bad, or it might make the other person look bad, or maybe we don't think we have a choice. And I remember being young and thinking that everything was the way it was supposed to be. You know, parents were always there and they stayed together forever. But that didn't really happen. But we became indoctrinated to believe that we have to stay in bad relationships and we have to be stuck in abusive situations because we need to stay there for our children. But what I want to let people know is that sometimes you have to just save yourself. We have to say, this relationship isn't good for me. It's not healthy for me. I don't want my children to see this kind of communication or lack thereof. I don't want my children to see me go to the same job every day that is draining me of life and happiness so that I don't even have time or energy to play with them. I don't want my kids to see me struggling in this way. So I'm going to go back and finish my education. Or I'm going to do something to give myself a little more joy so that I have more to pour into my family, my community. So I find time for self time. And that's what we need to do. You know, whatever you're going through, you can step back from it and you can look at it and, you know, visualize yourself being in a happier place. You know, do some journaling, do some deep soul searching, pray. And investigate what opportunities are available for you. But don't sit in unhappiness, unhealth, and illness. You know, speak to your loved one if that's where the problem is. You know, check into counseling situations. Ask a trusted friend to mediate. If it's an estranged relationship with a child that you really want to work on and fix, meet them. If it's that you want to get out and do something more energetic, go outside and take a walk. Get some fresh air. Ground yourself in God's goodness. My point to you is, anything can be changed. If we change our mindset, we can find more joy, more peace, more happiness, more love, and we don't have to settle for unhealthy behaviors, unhealthy relationships, or unhealthy people. You can love people from a distance and still be a good Christian, a good person. Your sanity is worth more than anything else in this world. Your happiness is worth more than what somebody else perceives on social media. Your children are worth more than the fakeness that they are seeing perpetrated upon you. And don't think kids don't see when their parents are unhappy, because your children will often pick it up before you pick it up, because they're still innocent. You have to show them the strength that it takes to be joyful. Show them the strength that it takes to be happy and make a better choice for yourself and their lives. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. No matter where you are or what age you are, you have the birthright from God to be happy, healthy, joyful, and blessed. Now it's up to you to make that happen with His help. Be well.
We get bombarded with a lot of messages throughout the day. Some good, some frustrating, and some that creep in and wear away at our souls. Sometimes it's hard to just sit with God in the stillness and truly hear what His heart is for us. Having a good devotional to encourage you to draw nearer to the one who loves you most and spend time in His Word can make all the difference in the world. Author and poet C. Melita Webb is passionate about celebrating God's goodness and encouraging you to speak life and love over every person and circumstance. In her sixth poetry volume, Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, she beautifully alternates scriptures with prayers and poems to help you focus your attention on God and listen for direction from His Holy Spirit. I had the honor of recording the audio version of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, and it absolutely touched my heart. Many of the prayers, poems, and essays expressed the things weighing on me at the time and gave me the chance to bring those things to God. Even the scriptures Webb includes were exactly the words of encouragement I needed. If you need life spoken over you today, follow the link in the show notes to pick up your copy of Prayers, Peace, and Praise, Guidance for Prayer Through Poetry, available in print, Kindle, and audiobook formats.